In just a moment, we switch controls to California to the Dairy Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, presented by Dairy Rich, the chocolate-flavored drink. And today, starring one of Hollywood's finest young stars, Jane Powell. There's the signal. We take you now to Hollywood.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Stars Over Hollywood. This is Art Gilmore greeting you from the movie capital of the world, where every week, Bowie's Incorporated, makers of Dairy Rich, present Stars Over Hollywood, headlining your favorite stars of screen and radio. Every week, new personalities, every week a new story, and every week the same delicious drink, Dairy Rich. In a moment, the curtain goes up on Stars Over Hollywood, but first, here's our very charming leading lady who appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Two Sisters from Boston, starring Katherine Grayson and June Allison. Ladies and gentlemen, Jane Powell.
And ladies and gentlemen, how do you do?
Welcome to Stars Over Hollywood, Jane.
And thanks to Dairy Rich for inviting me.
Just think what those millions of listeners are missing.
Why, what do you mean?
No television.
Oh, now you are kidding, Art. Let's get back to business.
Yes, I guess we'd better. And the business at hand is a charming story called The Music Box. You and the cast take your places, Jane, and we'll be with you in just a moment.
All set.
Nourishes, refreshes. Two words that tell you volumes about Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. Nourishes as it refreshes. That's why so many people call Dairy Rich the two-value drink. Superb chocolate flavor that grown-ups like and children simply love. Plus a rich supply of milk solids, the finest of food values. Join the millions who know and love Dairy Rich. One glass and you'll say the most delicious chocolate-flavored drink I ever tasted. And boy, what a refreshing drink for this warm weather. Order a quart of this swell, fresh dairy drink today. And to be sure you get the genuine, look for the name on the bottle cap. Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. Dairy Rich presents The Music Box, an original radio play starring Jane Powell as Cassandra Spears. Mary Spears and her lovely young daughter, Cassandra, didn't have much money, but life was a game to them, a happy game, until one day...
That you, Cassie?
Yes, Mommy.
Oh, you're late today, darling. I've been waiting for you.
I'm sorry.
Is something wrong?
No, I suppose not.
Well, perk up. Lamb dinner's almost ready, and we're having hummingbirds' tongues under glass and champagne.
That means hash again.
Cassie, there is something wrong. What is it, dear?
Oh, Mommy, I'm so tired of being poor, of living in this ugly apartment and never having decent clothes, never being able to buy anything I want.
Oh, I didn't know you felt that way.
Well, I do.
Oh, I'm doing my best, Cassie. You know that.
Oh, of course you are, Mommy. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's quite natural for a young girl to want nice things.
I haven't hated it, Mother. Really, I haven't. It's just that today, well, there's a new boy at school.
Oh, I see.
The most wonderful boy I've ever seen. His name is Lance, Mother. Lance Elliott. And he's so handsome.
And you like him very much.
Yes.
And you're ashamed of your home and your clothes. You're afraid he'll find out.
Lance is wealthy, Mother. He has his own car, and all the girls are crazy about him. And he doesn't even notice me.
Cassie, you're forgetting something, dear.
I know. You're going to say that it's what you have inside of you that's important. You're going to say that money and all those things mean very little to real people.
That's right.
Well, maybe you're right and maybe you're wrong, but Lance doesn't even know I'm alive.
Oh, you're so terribly young.
I'm 16, Mother. I'm growing up.
Yes, you are growing up. But have patience, dear, and you'll see how right I am about these things.
But it's hard to have patience when you're young. If only things could be the way they were in my storybooks when I was a little girl. If wonderful, impossible things could happen.
But they happen all around you every day.
Nothing nice ever happens to me.
Cassie, you don't believe that.
I don't have anything. If I were rich, I would be happy.
Happiness is within yourself, dear.
Really, Mother, you can't be happy working every day to pay for the stinky apartment.
But I am happy, dear. Cassie, why don't you go over and pay the week's rent to Mr. Jonas? The walk will make you feel better.
All right, Mommy.
Take $5 out of my purse, dear, and I'll have dinner on the table when you get back.
Hummingbird's tongues under glass?
With champagne.
What a lovely little music box.
Would you like to come in and look at it more closely?
Oh, you frightened me.
I'm sorry. I merely saw you admiring the music box and thought perhaps you'd like to come to the shop and examine it.
No, thank you.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to look at it.
But I can't buy it.
Oh, come on in. I'll show it to you. I'll get it out of the window for you. Here you are.
Oh, it's the loveliest thing I've ever seen.
It's very old. Must have quite a history.
It looks like something out of a fairy tale.
Oh, let me play it for you.
Oh, would you?
Why, of course. There.
Oh, it's a lovely music box. It makes me feel so happy.
Then you should have it.
Oh, no, I can't.
I'll let you have it for $10. It's a rare bargain.
But I only have five.
$5? All right, it's yours.
Oh, but I can't, really.
All right, my dear. But let me play it for you again.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I've changed my mind. I'll take it.
Well, that didn't take you very long. Take your coat off, dear. Dinner's ready.
Mother, I...
What did Mr. Jonas say?
I didn't see Mr. Jonas.
Oh, wasn't he at home? Oh, well, did you give the money to Mrs. Jonas?
No.
Well, don't worry about it, dear. You can take it over in the morning.
The money's gone, Mother.
Gone? Did you lose it?
What's
that you're carrying?
It's a music box.
Where did you get it?
Oh, Mummy. Mummy, I spent the money. I bought this music box.
Cassie.
I couldn't help it, Mother. Honestly, I couldn't. I just wanted to look at it, and the man played it for me. Oh, it was so beautiful. I just couldn't resist it.
Come, Cassie. Your dinner's getting cold.
But aren't you going to say anything?
No, dear.
Aren't you going to tell me what a perfectly horrible girl I am?
You aren't a horrible girl. You saw something that you wanted very much, and you couldn't resist it.
But it wasn't my money to spend.
Never mind. We'll pay the rent somehow.
Oh, Mother. Mother, you make me feel perfectly awful. Why don't you scold me or make me take it back?
Come, Cassie. Dinner's ready.
I don't want any dinner. I don't want anything.
Cassie, where are you going?
I'm going to take this music box right back where I got it from.
Well, young lady, back so soon?
Yes, sir.
And what can I do for you this time?
Please, will you take the music box back?
Take it back?
Yes. I'm sorry, but you see, I should never have bought it in the first place.
But you did buy it.
I had no right to.
Well, perhaps not, but the point is that you did buy it.
With money that wasn't mine to spend.
Well, you knew that when you bought the music box, didn't you?
Yes, of course. Of course, but I was weak. I couldn't resist it.
Well, many people make mistakes they're sorry for in weak moments.
I know. And I'm sorry if I put you to any trouble, but won't you please give me my money back?
So you've done wrong and you're sorry for it.
Yes, sir.
And now you want to go back and undo the wrong.
Yes.
But you see, my dear, life isn't like that. You can never go back and undo the wrongs you've done. You must always go forward.
But how? There's nothing else I can do.
To make mistakes is a very human failing, my dear. But to be a quitter is unforgivable.
I'm not a quitter.
Well, it seems to me that you are.
But I must have the money. What else can I do?
Well, I could tell you what I would do if I were faced with your problem. But that really wouldn't be helping you.
Oh, but it might.
No. No, you see, each person must work out his own problems.
Well, why? Aren't people supposed to help one another?
Quite so. But not unless they are willing to make some sort of an effort to help themselves.
I have made an effort. I came to you and asked you to take the music box back.
That's the easy way out.
But you won't have lost anything.
Perhaps not. But you will.
What difference could that make to you?
My dear child, when you've lived as long as I have and seen the world go to pieces all around you, you realize that the whole future of civilization depends upon the ability of the young people to take hold and tackle their problems sanely.
But you talked me into buying this music box.
No one can make you do a thing if you don't want to.
Then you won't take it back?
I'm sorry? No.
All right. But do you know what I think? I think you're nothing but a mean old man. Goodbye. Preaching. Grown-ups are always preaching. If I were rich, I wouldn't have any problems. I'll bet Lance Elliott never has to worry about anything. Enchanted music box. Why don't I grow up? It hasn't brought me anything but trouble. I ought to throw it in the... Oh, an employment agency. And it's open.
Yes, miss, what can I do for you?
I'm looking for a job.
I see. And what are your qualifications? Where have you worked before?
I've never worked before. I go to school.
Well, what sort of work are you looking for? Do you have references?
No. No, I'm just looking for a job this evening. I could do dishes or something. All I want to do is earn $5.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we don't handle that sort of thing. Now, if you're planning to quit school and take steady employment, you can fill out a blank, and I'm sure I can place you.
No, thank you very much, but my mother would never let me do that.
Well, I can't help you then.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Oh, hey, girlie, wait.
Are you calling me?
Yeah. Wait a minute, I want to talk to you.
What is it?
Well, look, I heard you talking to that dame back there about needing a job.
Well, I just want a job for a few hours so I can make $5.
Yeah, I know. Come right along with me, because I got a proposition for you.
What sort of a proposition?
Oh, it's all right. It won't be much work. All you got to do is sit with a sick lady for a few hours, just till a night nurse comes out at 9 o'clock.
Is she very sick?
Well, yeah, I suppose so, but she won't give you no trouble. See, the day nurse quit, and they're sending a new one out tomorrow. A neighbor lady is with her now, but she's got to get back to her own family.
Well, all right, I'll do it.
Oh, swell, the car's right over here.
I'll have to call my mother and tell her where I am.
Oh, sure. You can call her when you get out to the house and tell her not to worry. And I'll deliver you safe to your door when a night nurse comes in.
What's wrong with the woman?
Well, that's hard to say. The doctors can't find nothing wrong with her. It's just a broken heart, I guess.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, what happened?
Well, you see, me and Tom, that's her husband, we was buddies overseas.
Oh, you were in the war?
Yeah, tech sergeant. Anyway, before Tom died, see, he asked me to go home and see that his wife and son was okay. Well, I've been here ever since, sort of a butler and chauffeur and handyman.
He died? Is that why his wife is sick?
Yeah. She ain't got out of bed or spoke to no one since she got the news.
Oh, I'm awful sorry.
Yeah, it's too bad. She just lays there, stares at the ceiling. She won't even talk to the boy.
The boy?
Yeah, her son. He's a fine boy, too, Lance is. Just about your age, I'd say.
Lance?
Yeah, you know.
Well, I know of a Lance at school. Lance Elliott.
That's the boy? Nice kid, ain't he?
I can't do it. I can't go to Lance's house. Will you take me home, please?
Hey, wait a minute. You can't back out now.
But I can't do it.
Oh, now look, kid, I'm begging you. This is an emergency.
But I just can't. All right, I'll do it.
Thank you.
And so ends the first act of The Music Box, today's feature of the Derry Rich Theater. In a moment, our star, lovely Jane Powell, will be back at our Hollywood microphone in Act Two. Now that we're getting into warmer weather, a hot kitchen holds no charms for m'lady of the house. So here's a way to cut down kitchen work and at the same time serve more delicious, more nutritious family meals. Just try serving Derry Rich. It's a flavor that goes wonderfully with other things you serve. In fact, it gives zest and enjoyment to the entire meal. As for adding nutritional value, well, Derry Rich is a fresh dairy drink containing milk solids, the finest kind of protective, a rich supply of protein, so important in these days of shortages of meat and cheese. Yes, for a work saver this coming summer, you couldn't find anything finer, anything more delicious and nutritious than Derry Rich chocolate-flavored drink, the swell-tasting fresh dairy drink that nourishes as it refreshes. Curtain going up on the second act of The Music Box, starring Jane Powell in the role of Cassandra Spear. When Cassandra bought a music box with the money her mother had given her to pay the rent, she set out to remedy her mistake by taking a job sitting for a few hours with the invalid mother of Lance Elliott. Cassandra has been secretly interested in young Lance, though he has never paid her the slightest attention, and working in his home is a bitter pill indeed. It is now about 7 o'clock in the Elliott home.
This is the most beautiful home I've ever seen.
Yeah, but what good is it? Nobody ever uses it. Mrs. Elliott never leaves her room.
And what about Lance?
Oh, he ain't here. He's never here no more. Just comes in to sleep.
Oh, won't Mrs. Elliott ever be well again?
Can't tell. The doc says she just don't want to get well.
But there must be something they can do to help her.
Well, there ain't nothing they ain't tried. You see, Mrs. Elliott ain't never actually conscious. And the only thing that they could do is, well, reach her unconscious mind.
You mean her subconscious?
Yeah.
I've been studying about that in school. What they have to do is reach her subconscious mind with something that'll make her want to wake up.
Yeah, that's it. But they ain't been able to find the right thing.
Oh, that's terrible, George.
Yeah, sure is.
Is that you, George?
Yeah, that's me.
Is it Lance?
I guess so.
Where have you been? Oh, hello.
Hello, Lance.
I've been down the employment agency seeing about a new nurse to stay with your ma. Oh, you know Cassandra here, don't you?
I've seen her at school.
Yeah, she's going to sit with your ma till a night nurse comes on.
Oh.
What are you doing home?
I have some studying to do.
Is Mrs. Peterson upstairs?
No, I let her go home. I've been sitting with Mother.
I'm awfully sorry about your mother, Lance.
Thank you. Will you excuse me, please? I have work to do.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'll be in my room if you want me, George.
Huh. Well, what's eating on him?
I knew I shouldn't have come here.
Oh, he's maybe just tired.
No, he despises me.
Oh, why should he? Hey, you got a case on that kid?
Why, I should say not. Don't you think we better go up and see Mrs. Elliott?
Oh, yeah, sure. Right up this way.
I might have known he'd be a nasty. Just because he has a car and...
Oh, now, Lance? No, he's a good kid. Well, here's Mrs. Elliott's room.
I'm frightened.
Now, there ain't nothing to be frightened of. Come on.
Oh, George.
See? There ain't nothing to be scared of.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
It isn't right. There must be something they can do for her.
Now, don't go getting yourself upset about this, kid. There's nothing you can do.
I wish there were.
Mrs. Elliott, I brought a young lady to see you.
Hello, Mrs. Elliott.
You see? She don't even move.
But she's awake. Her eyes are open.
Well, that don't mean a thing. She won't look at nobody. Just keep staring up at the ceiling day after day.
Oh, the poor thing.
Yeah. Well, the way I look at it, maybe she's happier this way. She lives in a dream. She don't have to face reality.
I know. But lots of people have had to face the same problem that Mrs. Elliott has. You can't ever go back, George. You have to go forward.
Yeah, you're dead right about that, kid. Hey, But how come a little girl like you knows so much about things?
Well, I'm not such a little girl. I found out about that today, about not being able to go back, I mean.
Never find that out if they live to be 100.
I wonder why.
Because the other way is easier. That's why.
That's what he said.
Huh? Who said?
Oh, a friend of mine.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll be leaving you now. Now, look, if you want me for anything, you just push that little button.
All right, George.
Oh, do you want I should take that box thing you're carrying downstairs with me?
No, thank you. I'll keep it here.
Okay, well, I'll see you later.
Mrs. Elliot. Mrs. Elliot, do you want anything? Is there anything I can do for you? Mrs. Elliot, please say something. Don't you know that you can be happy again? It's spring, Mrs. Elliot. Everything around you is alive and growing. Everything is beautiful and fresh and green. Dead and they're living again. They're starting a new life, the way you'll have to do. And there's music, Mrs. Elliot. Look. Look, I have a music box. Would you like to have me play it for you? Listen. She moved. Would you like me to sing to you, Mrs. Elliot? Would you?
There are smiles that make us happy. There are smiles that make us blue. There are smiles that kiss away the teardrops, like the sunbeams kiss away the dew.
Mrs. Elliot, please don't cry. Oh, what have I done?
George, hurry!
What is it? What's the matter? What's happened?
Mrs. Elliot, oh, George, I've made it worse.
Mrs. Elliot, oh, now, Mrs. Elliot, you're all right. You're all right. Now, everything's going to be fine. Now, please,
I
don't
thought
cry.
I'd help her.
George, what's going on here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lance.
What have you done to my mother?
I'll go call a doc.
Lance, I only wanted to help. I don't want any breakfast, Mother.
Now, darling, you can't go to school without breakfast.
I'm not going to school.
Oh, of course you're going to school.
I can't. Oh, Mother, suppose I've killed Mrs. Elliot. Oh,
nonsense. Mrs. Elliot will be all right.
But you should have been there. You should have seen her.
I know, dear.
Lance will never speak to me again.
But you were trying to help.
Oh, gee, everything I do is wrong.
Oh, we all feel that way sometimes. But everything will work out all right. You'll see.
I wish I could believe that.
Well, that's probably the milkman. I'll go.
Hello. I'm Lance Elliot. Is Cassandra home?
Yes, she is. Won't you come in, Lance? I'm Mrs. Spears.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Spears?
Cassie, dear, here's Lance.
Hello, Lance.
Cassie, I'd like to talk to you.
Will you excuse me, please? I have some work to do in the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm terribly sorry about last night.
I acted pretty badly.
Oh, no, you didn't. You were worried about your mother.
I've been awfully worried about her for a long time. But you did it, Cassie. She's going to be all right now.
Oh, Lance, do you really mean that?
The doctor said we have nothing to worry about. Mother will be up and well in a few weeks.
Oh, I'm so happy.
It was your song that did it. You see, it was Father's favorite song. He used to sing it to me, He used to sing it to me when I was a little boy.
It was awfully nice of you to come and tell me about it. I've been awfully worried.
As a matter of fact, I came to ask you if you'd like to drive to school with me.
Oh, I'd love to.
You know, you're a wonderful girl. I've always thought you would be.
Have you really, Lance?
I've wanted to ask you out dozens of times, but you'd never have anything to do with me.
No, I thought you didn't like me.
Oh, golly, I've liked you for a long time.
Gee, things do happen the way they do in storybooks. Lance, Lance, will you do something for me?
Anything you say.
Will you drive me over to 3rd Street on the way to school?
Well, sure. What's over there?
Well, there's a little second-hand shop.
You want to buy something?
No. No, I just want to say hello to a friend. I want to tell him that he doesn't have to worry about the younger generation being able to handle things.
And the final curtain falls on Stars Over Hollywood, which today has brought you Jane Powell in the spotlight role in The Music Box. Jane will be back in a moment for her curtain call, so stay right with us. You remember how the family still talks about Uncle George and Aunt Sue eloping to Niagara Falls, or when Dad and Mother went to Atlantic City? Well, there's another way families date history, from the summer they discovered Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. You see, before they discovered Dairy Rich, Mother used to struggle around trying to find one hot weather drink on which the family would agree, grown-ups as well as children. And then they tried Dairy Rich, and troubles were over. Because served with meals, or as a between-meal snack, Dairy Rich just hits the spot. Delicious, refreshing, nourishing. So why not make a little family history yourself and try serving Dairy Rich? The family will agree that for a marvelous energy pickup, there's nothing like Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. It's chocolate flavor supreme. Ladies and gentlemen, many, many of you listeners have written in to ask about our theme song. It was adapted especially for this program by Ivan Dittmars from Rachmaninoff's Polichinelle. And this morning, Del Castillo and our musical group answer your request by playing it in its entirety. Thank you, Del Castillo. And now, here she comes again, lovely Jane Powell, star of today's play, The Music Box. Jane, it was a grand performance and a real pleasure.
And a pleasure for me to be here.
Well, Jane, now that you've made your second appearance on Stars Over Hollywood, we'll have to check over our schedule and see when we can have you back again.
You just tell me when that is, and you know what I'll say.
What?
Okay.
And we'll say swell.
All right, Art, now you let me know. But right now, it's time to say goodbye, everybody, and thank you.
And thank you, Jane Powell, for a mighty fine job today. Next week, Stars Over Hollywood presents Richard Denning in an exciting melodrama called Rehearsal for Murder. All persons and places in today's play were purely fictitious, and any resemblance to real persons or places is entirely coincidental. Next week, new personalities and a new original radio play. So remember, the Dairy Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, next Saturday, same time, same station. Was written especially for the Dairy Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, by Barbara Owens, and was directed by Paul Pierce. Musical score by Del Castillo. This is Art Gilmore speaking for Bowie's Incorporated, makers of Dairy Rich. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.